modeling type with some Excel sheets and data. Yeah.
All right.
It's a tabletop exercise.
Okay. Yeah. So in terms of evaluation of demand side management program.
So I think that's that would be an independent budget item. And I reached out to some folks, and there's an opportunity that I might be able to get some of that work done by the University of Alaska with some contacts I have there.
Okay.
As potentially a pardon?
Are they still open?
I'm not sure. That's I potentially could get some people that are doing some projects and studies and things like there as some young engineer projects that we might be able to get them to look at something like that.
Would you hire anyone internally? Would you need to hire
someone? I think at some point, yeah, you do. You got to scrub the numbers and put some.
No, I mean internally.
Oh, internally?
Yeah.
Would we hire somebody?
Yeah.
Summer season.
Well, I think more than likely we would contract it.
Okay.
Yeah. We try to hold our head count down. And
yeah, but I think when we talk about that in a little bit, to all this new stuff that we're putting on you and the office and stuff, I know that we have kicked around the idea of whether we need an IT guy that would fill in, and then maybe they, with their knowledge, would be able to do some of this stuff. So I would just caution you, don't sell yourself short. If we need something that's a real cost in order to make this work.
Yeah, at some point I think you do. And let's recognize that the demand side management element, that's an investment trying to keep rates low, right? It's an investment, it's an effort to find ways to delay or prevent a large CapEx build out of a project.
When would we have this? Demand-side management evaluation program.
Oof, that's a toughie there.
Q2 2021.
Yeah, that'd probably be a good goal. We'll have to get some budget figures together, figure out scope, schedule, and all that kind of stuff.
Not to mention the technology would get better in that period.
Yeah.
I was just thinking they could use the university at the end of the semester.
Yeah.
It's not a bad idea.
Yeah. It just might be an option that you might be able to use them, some national labs or something like that.
So we're talking about doing a parallel track for renewable energy technology for presentation to the board. So
That's been ongoing, and we moved the tower once at least, maybe twice now.
Yeah.
And that's in-house.
Is that on
you, Trey? Yeah, so that's in-house for the most part. And right now we've been deploying some MET towers, and we're actually really just having a hard time finding suitable locations to even put one up. Because really the economics don't work at all unless you're co-located with your transmission line.
Yeah.
It's just not there. And the challenge with wind here is to get any decent wind profile, you got to get on top of the mountain, and the mountain's solid rock, so it's very difficult to build a road to get up to it. So, and then, of course, we're in the roadless area, so that doesn't help either. So very challenging. So we'll keep doing that, and that's just an ongoing effort. And we report back to the board periodically when we go out and collect data. Yeah.
All right. Well, we'll give you a break on that one. We don't normally do that. So,
yeah.
that is an ongoing, and it's a moving target in terms of, you've got multiple
right
on there. So
I will add, though, on the solar end of things, we haven't dipped our toe in the water too much there. We had discussed internally with the new SEPA office maybe installing some solar panels. And if anything, for just an educational opportunity, but we could be collecting data as well on, how many days did you, on average, were you in, and what was your exposure and all that. And then you could have a readout right next to that. This is what your hydro project's doing.
Yeah.
But
I don't know if you use Copper Valley Electric installed a wind turbine right next to their office in Melrose, because everybody's. So they said, fine, we'll spend $30,000 to stick up a down tower right here, and we'll prove stupid when he's not.
Yeah.
And that's what they need.
Well, it's and that's why we were brainstorming to put this on top of the building as it's a community education thing. You could put a small wind turbine on one end and put the solar panel on the other end. And, you know, it kind of gets people thinking about those things. And if every time they go by, it's not working, then, you know, it kind of helps answer that question in the community.
Right. Okay, so additional human resources, financial resources for this parallel track renewable energy technologies?
So right now we've got a couple of Met towers to deploy, and so I don't think we need a huge amount of investment. There's some minor permitting involved, but we
have a budget. You're not gonna have to add anything.
We have a feasibility account already open that we're covering that under, and we have a new generation fund that's dedicated just for those purposes. We've got a little under $2 million in.
Okay. Additional staff.
Not at this time.
Okay. All right.
If you want to do solar, I'd volunteer a building in Petersburg that you could put this up on.
Three topics.
Yeah.
And we've got, I really like to keep pressing
batteries
and get one more done, but we've got 15 minutes to do it in. So if you guys want to try and tackle one more, we can go for it. If not,
let's go ahead and do it.
Sure.
I would. Bob has an idea. You have an idea?
Yeah. No, go ahead. You're all right.
I would like to go back to one on funding. You know, we talked about raising rates, but there's the goal was, I guess it's more of an objective, is it raising a half-cent rate. But there's a lot of questions to be answered before that the public is asking. And that includes, you know, we've done away with, for instance, the rebates to the communities. And the argument is, one of the arguments is that since we did away with the rebates, why do you need to increase it? You know, all I'm saying is there's an objective associated with this, is that the communities need more information, more financial information of why, and why it has to be done now. It goes along with that.
Man, if you want me to pontificate on that,
sure.
A moment?
Go right ahead.
Okay. So it's pretty clear, I think, as Bob mentioned earlier, we failed to make our levelized payment into the R&R, which is $2.255 million every year. We didn't do it in June. We didn't do it at the beginning of the year. So we're behind the curve on that program. And a half a cent increase only results in about $840,000 of additional revenue per year on an average year. And then we also have the submarine cable that we know we're going to more than likely have to pay something out of pocket, whether it's a deductible or all the whole thing, which right now could potentially range from $5 to $8 million. So that's
right. I understand. Well, I'm not arguing.
Just for the record,
exactly.
So people know that it wasn't a knee-jerk reaction. That there's some thought that went in behind it, and I think in this particular instance we could have done a better job at articulating some of those points, and done it a little bit earlier. But sometimes you have to respond to things. You know, to be a little bit proactive on is all. So.
Yeah, and I'm not arguing one way or another, just point,
yeah.
Trey, but
yeah.
But the questions, I can't answer some of the questions that come out of that. And, you know, in addition to that, we really appreciate, you know, being paid for the diesel burn. And, yes, we took money away. That's gone now, and that reduced our funds. But it's really hard for a community standpoint to walk back in here and say, I can't answer right now. I can't answer some of the questions. Mm-hmm. And that's all I'm asking for. We need some kind of a financial projection of why, what we're giving up, how we're so forth.
So to add to that, Bob, was the point that you brought up, was that in taking into consideration, so KPU just did a
half a cent delayed increase, correct, in January?
It'll go into effect February 1st, 3.5%.
Okay. So you just did a rate increase I've got my staff where you guys are going to have to, because you have to do work to your own legacy project. We in Wrangell are going to are likely going to have to do a rate increase. So how do we make that work such that the ratepayers are still, so that we're not at 19, 20 cents a kilowatt hour by the time it's all said and done?
And that all has an accumulative effect to the ratepayers out there, and that's what I've got to, we as a community has got to be able to address.
So how do we coordinate that?
I just want to be cautious proceeding on this conversation, just because I feel like rate was something that we specifically said we weren't going to discuss down here, and that we would be back in Ketchikan or Wrangell or wherever we're going to do that at. So I'd just like to encourage us to, great ideas, good concepts, let's hold on to those. And do
should we develop
the plan? All I'm asking
is
for an objective that we look at this and bring it back at some future time.
We'll discuss it up north.
Yeah, it's already started. So we're already going on it. Just keep going.
There's some sensitivity that this discussion should happen in the community.
So we're not going to do that.
We're not doing it here.
They don't want to talk about it.
Well, and they said they wouldn't do it.
And they said they wouldn't. Okay. Well, we're not setting policy so much as
well. I think we just need to be sensitive to the things.
Yeah.
Okay. So let's see, we had.
I'm sorry, can I follow?
Yeah.
With regard to the objective, should we say what, if anything, the communities need to bring back in order for us to have this facilitated discussion at the appropriate time when we're going to have that? Or is that getting out too
far? I think that's still the end. I think this is, like you said, a conversation we'll have back in the communities. That's where I'm at with it.
I am as well.
Oh, okay.
So we will remove that from list of topics for this conversation, for this facilitation, and just understand that's you guys have set your own objective.
Strengthen from the record.
Okay.
Capture it as part of the plan, other than indicate that you've designated that will be covered within your communities. Which puts us right at time. So with that, thank you guys very much for day one. We're going to come back and we're going to rinse and repeat and do this all again tomorrow. We're going to do we're going to basically just kind of capture all of the essences of the conversation that we had earlier. We're going to categorize these things because a lot of the stuff was checked off our list. We're going to come back and we'll have them all organized and ready to go, and we'll have a list for you specifically to go through and say, okay, here's what we want to cover. We'll have them organized into the various topics, and then we'll be able to go through that list and attack them a lot easier tomorrow. And from there, then we're going to get into having that conversation again. Are bylaws accurate? Are enacting documents accurate? Is our mission, vision, values, are they adequately being captured with what we currently have? Do we want to revisit it and look at something different? So with that, we will thank you guys all. And Trey, unless you have anything else, or Mr. Chairman, you have anything else,
Trey,
we're good on our end.
Go ahead.
Tired of listening to myself.
Okay. Does any of the crew have anything to add before we adjourn for the day? Robert?
Well, I think I'm on adjournment. What is our plan for dinner?
Dinner is at 6 o'clock, but as we discussed, it wasn't cost-effective for us to, we pay out of pocket for anything non-alcoholic beverages. So from 5 to 6, the restaurant has a happy hour, and drinks are $7 each. Otherwise, it would have been...
That's the happy hour price?
That's the happy hour price. It would have been $18.75 per glass.
Whoa.
Had we had bottles brought in, and we all threw into a pot to contribute. So we figured that you can choose to go down from 5 to 6, and... you can't bring a glass from the lounge up to the... it is. It's on the Olympia room, and it's out this door and out this door, and it's just right there. They'll have it open, and you'll see a sign. So, the thought was that you have an opportunity. You can go from 5 to 6 to lounge if you choose. You're not allowed to bring your drink. I mean, the hotel's got limitations and legal liabilities, so, they've got their system worked out, and we just have to
we're under contract to abide by their rules. So, but after our dinner, we have start dinner at 6. After our dinner, then we can go back down to the lounge if you choose.
There's a lot of rules. Are they written down somewhere?
Okay. Yeah,
you're
they are.
You're responsible for these guys. And we will adjourn till 8:35.
Yes.
8:35 in the morning. We will see you back here.
Well, breakfast is at 8, and at 8:30 we'll open up into regular session. We'll have time for a roll call, 5-minute roll call, but the work session will go back into effect at 8:35. We figure it takes 5 minutes to call the roll.
Can we leave our materials?
Yes, they'll lock everything up. You can leave whatever you like.
Thank you.
Thank okay. you all very much.
So they're not going to deliver drinks up there, but...
Sharon, would you please call roll?
Will. Amelon?
Here.
Bynum?
Here.
Severson?
Present.
Skillings?
Here.
Lynn?
Here.
Benson?
Here.
Larson?
Here.
Hagerman?
Here.
Priceunka?
Here.
Von Bargen?
Here.
Thank you. Is there anyone on the line that would like to introduce themselves? No response, Mr. Chair.
Okay, thank you. Is there anything, is there any comments from yesterday before we get into the session, or anybody want to make any additions, changes? Hearing none, we'll turn it back to you.
Okay, we are ready to roll. So, just to do a quick recap, yesterday we covered three topics. Two in the board and organizational governance space, and one in power supply. And what we're able to do is go through and put together a list of all of the topics that were remaining, that were outstanding, that we had heard from you guys either from the survey or from our conversation yesterday. And so what I'm going to do is I'm going to pull that list up once I get access to my mouse again, and I will post that for everyone to see. But in the interim, on the power supply side, I think we can actually, you know, what I'd like to start with, because I know you guys do a lot of activity in this space, and I don't know that it's anything that is really been captured, but it's on the legislative and regulatory side. It seems like it's something that you guys you've had some success at, but there's no real stated intention to do that. So if you guys are open to it, I'd like to propose that we, on the communications topic, that we tackle legislative and regulatory, because it did come up a couple of different times, and I'd like to focus on that one first, if that's something you guys are open to. Yeah. Okay. Good. And again, we're going to try to start with an easy one today, so we'll see how we do. All right. Good stuff. All right. Well, first up then, legislative and regulatory. So the topic is communications, LNR. Issue is, we're just going to call it advocacy. So what's the situation? Where are we at?
Well, Scott, we value that topic and the engagement we have with our regulators and with our legislators. That is a big thing to us. However, it's not an issue for us in that we have a CEO that's really good at it. And so it's, we didn't include it as a big, high problem area, although it's an area of high interest, and we encourage him to do whatever he does, but we're pretty darn satisfied with the work that gets done. So it's a little hard for me to figure out exactly what you're looking for when you say, is it an interest? I mean, I'm thinking problem.
Right.
But it's not a problem. It's something that we do, and I think we do it pretty well.
Right, so, and you know, the other thing is reliability. Anytime we come out and we talk to folks, reliability is always number one. Most of the time, safety is pretty close to number two.
Yeah.
Doesn't even hit with you guys. But yet, we still have a conversation about it, and we capture it. So in this instance...
It's our highest interest.
Yeah.
But it's not a problem.
Right. Yeah.
Okay. So, right, and really what we're looking for.
Jeremy had a question.
Oh, go ahead, Jeremy.
I second what Bob says, but I think that maybe one thing that we can talk about or think about when we talk about regulatory is the challenges that the board is going to be looking ahead at with relicensing. And maybe Trey could give some direction here on how this affects this topic, because that is going to be a very expensive process and a very cumbersome process that we are going to have to make some decisions on. So I don't know if that's helpful at all when you're talking about this particular topic, but I think that's one of the biggest things that will be affecting us.
Yeah, so let me back up. So philosophically, you guys are doing a lot of things really, really well. And it doesn't even hit from the standpoint of these are things that we need to pay attention to. What I will caution against is because it's going well, don't assume that it isn't going to become an issue in the future. And so, and that's invariably how it works. I mean, everything's going great, and then all of a sudden, now we've got a problem, and oh, well, we don't really have a policy, or we haven't set up a structure, or we don't have direction provided to the CEO. So on a couple different levels, I'd really encourage you to focus in on just establishing your legislative and regulatory strategy, because yes, it's working, and yes, you're doing great, but ultimately, you've identified in your survey that there are two things that you struggle with, and one is board giving direction for the organization, which this clearly would be, and two is evaluating the performance of the CEO, which it sounds like he does a pretty good job, and you want to make sure that you're tracking that. So really, I'm trying to push you into this conversation because I don't want it to not get captured, because it's something you're doing, it's something you're doing well. It seems like the board has approved Trey's activity in these areas, and you really need to capture this as a goal in order to say in the future, like, okay, Trey,